Robinhood Radio presents Flavor Matters with Serge Matakians. He's the owner of Saravan Restaurant in Armenia. If you can't find him in the kitchen or gardens, then follow him either on Facebook or Twitter at Saravan NY.
Thank you for tuning in, everyone. This is Serge from Flavor Matters and Saravan Restaurant, continuing our series on discussions about Armenia and Armenians. And I am honored and privileged to have Garen Melikyan, who is also an Armenian-Iranian, who has lived in Yerevan and Armenia for the last couple decades. I'll let him say more explicitly, but whom I met in New York when I moved to New York. Barev Karenjan, hello.
Barev Sejan, how are you?
I'm good.
Good to hear you.
Mm-hmm. It's great to hear your voice. Thank you for joining me and Flavor Matters. Karenjan,
thank you for having me.
Yes. You mentioned earlier, as we were testing our levels, you said that you were anticipating rain there today or a storm.
Yes. It's probably more like storm. It's crazy spring.
How is Yerevan these days? What part of Yerevan are you? Tell us a little bit about the surrounding that you're in.
Sure. I'm smack in the middle of Yerevan near the opera house Cascade, which is a monument built back in the late 50s, early 60s, actually mid 60s, I'm sorry. And just steps, something along the lines of not the steps in Rome, but very, very Sovietesque kind of a structure that used to be, from what I hear from people here, that it used to be a beautiful garden and just woods and waterfalls and so forth. So they kind of kept the idea of waterfall through some fountains descending hill, and around that you see some fountains here and there. So it's a nice smack in the middle of
everything. You live right in the center of old Armenia.
Yeah, Greenwich Village of Yerevan, I guess.
Exactly, which is a very hustling and bustling. And I know exactly the Cascade that you're speaking about, and one of the most beautiful things about that is that when you climb on top of it, you see this beautiful view of Yerevan and far, sadly not in Armenia's borders, lies the Armenian symbol that we've grown up with, Masis, as it's known for us, and Mount Ararat.
That's right. Yeah, from top of the steps, you have a, on a clear day, you have a magnificent, majestic view of the twin mountains, and it is the bigger and the smaller mountains of Ararat. And it really is gorgeous. It's a magnificent scene.
Exactly. That's one of the first things when I first went to Armenia in 2009. The first thing I wanted to do was to see Ararat as we know it, and Masis as a lot of the Armenians in Armenia know it. And I will never forget my first view of it.
Yes.
Garen, today is Tuesday. Armenia's about 8 hours ahead of us. So, and spring has blossomed there.
Well, it has.
Tell us, how is it? I know that COVID is ravaging all of us, but tell us, even with COVID, describe to us a little bit about the center of the town, the Opera House. The Opera House also is surrounded by a park. Is the park, is it active like it normally is, or is it quieter now than usual? Describe us.
It's relatively active. Unfortunately, as as is still the case, I guess, in the U.S. and many other places, where people, or some folks at least, unfortunately, did not take COVID seriously. And therefore, the effects of social distancing, wearing masks and so forth, was a little bit hard to come by in Armenia as well, as was the case in many other places. And so unfortunately, we are smack in the middle of this COVID, peak again, the third wave, still dwindling over us here.
Right.
And the daily toll as far as death is concerned hovers around 30, which is relatively high for here, because officially they say there are 3 million people living here, but probably it's more closer to 2 million, perhaps 2.5 at max.
I have heard that as well. I have heard that the recent numbers are actually hovering around 2.5, between 2 and 2.5 million.
That's right.
So how is it for you? I mean, is there lockdown for you guys as well there?
No. Unfortunately, the lockdown was very short. And again, people did not take it seriously. I have some friends here who are locals. And one of them is a very good film director. He makes documentary movies, and he was one of those characters who was adamant about the fact that, you know, COVID is all lies and, you know, what have you. And unfortunately, he was infected, and he's just coming out of it. And just to give a little bit of flavor to it, he was also one of an old timer. With some Stalinist
the old thinking. Soviet ideology.
So after he caught COVID and was in the hospital, he was just very recently discharged from the hospital. And I told him, well, now what do you think about COVID? And he said, oh my God, you know. So I told him, I hope that one day you will realize that perhaps same can be said about your Stalin too. So he's mulling over that idea.
So he was humbled a little bit.
Yes,
hopefully,
to say the least.
Unlike what some of our leaders that
yes,
very
yes.
defiant about that. So you have a young daughter there.
Yes.
Is there such a thing as remote learning, or are schools open?
Well, she's very young. She's 3 years old. Uh-huh. My son is also in California. He's doing his master's. So he's doing remote learning, studying, doing his university work there. But the younger one, who's three, she is using me as her teacher and friend and dad and what have you. So I have to come up with different games every day for her to play and keep her busy with life.
So that means
and her interests.
So that means that you're working from home?
I work from home. I also go outside, of course, but I spend some good time at home as well with her. And so yes, she did go there. The preschools are open, but every time she went for a couple of days, we had a disaster here. So first it was COVID, then we had an earthquake the next time around that she wanted to go, and then we had the war and then the earthquake. So I decided with my wife, you know, we said, you know what, let's not send her anywhere, because every time she goes there is a catastrophe. it looms. So but sure. Now she started to go to preschool again. Yeah, so you know, people, as I said, you know, unfortunately, people don't take it seriously, and they send their children. They may have sick people at home, and so you know, my wife came down with COVID. She was sick for about 3 weeks.
Oh, wow.
Then her father, then her grandma. So it's all over us. Just in, you know, immediate family, there are numerous people who are sick with COVID. But that does not stop the, you know, restaurants and outside, you know, activity. The young folks walking around with there is a basketball court right behind my building, and kids are just, you know, all over the place. They, you know, no mask, no nothing. Nobody gets tested, you know. So unfortunately, it's there is, you know, that there is a segment that takes it seriously, but unfortunately, still there are the non-believers, if you will.
Yeah. If you're just joining us, this is Serge from Saravan Restaurant and Flavor Matters, and I have the privilege of speaking with Garen Melikyan, who has joined me from Yerevan, Armenia, and we're just talking about COVID. And Garen, what you were just describing is what we experience here as well. There are a lot of people that do not see the value of masks and do not see the importance of being vaccinated, nor are they you know, interested in social distancing. So it's a very human behavior, and it's interesting to see that there's a large segment, or a segment of Armenians as well, that like Americans, they think that this is a hoax and that life should go on without anyone being bothered. How has that impacted your work routine, your daily routine, or just in general? You know, I'm really fascinated, you know, from my visits, my recent visits in Armenia, how life and life routines are different. And I would like you to briefly, we have about 5 minutes left, briefly describe to us how your daily routine is different than when you, for example, lived in New York.
Well, the daily routine is quite different.
Calmer, right?
Yes. you know, I settled here about on a more permanent, I would say, you know, not totally permanent, but I spend like about nine months or 10 months of the year, 9 months of the year here. So so when I would go shuttle back and forth between New York and Yerevan, I was like, I had to really change gears because obviously New York, you know, hustle, bustle and everything. Here, things are obviously a lot more laid back, and not a California kind of a laid back. It's just laid back, you know. The vibe is very, very different. People are, you know, they take their sweet time, you know, to go to cafes, sit for long lunches, and, you know, just generally lifestyle is quite different from the U.S. and in particular New York, of course.
It's as though Armenians take their time to enjoy their day, and
they do
task to the other. That doesn't mean that they're not industrious or hardworking. But
no,
they,
not at all. I think that, you know, it's obviously, you know, social and economic factors are very important. You know, that there are people who are, there's a quite a large number of people who are unemployed, so they certainly, you know, walk around the city. You see them, you know, but you know, doing odd jobs and or just walking around simply. And I think that, you know, the past 30 years after the breakup of the Soviet Union, where the country really, spun out of the more mundane or more regular kind of a work habit and so on and so forth, which was quite irregular in Soviet times, of course. So that also, I think, that has had an effect to this lifestyle that they're living now. And I'm sure that as things pick up, as work picks up, opportunities for regular work and regular earning of their living takes more root, I'm sure that things will change. But there is this happy-go-lucky kind of a sense in Armenia. They like to have fun. They want to go out to restaurants. They like to get together. Get some meat, throw it on the barbecue. So there is this need to socialize and be together in as larger groups as possible.
I fully understand what you're saying, and from my visits, whether it's been summer or winter, one of the pleasures is to see that Armenians do enjoy to take their time to enjoy the beauties of life. Garan, we are coming to the end of this segment. I hope you will stick around for us.
Absolutely.
To continue our conversation.
Thank you for joining us.
I've been speaking with Garan Melikyan in Yerevan, Armenia, and I look forward to continuing my conversation with him. This is Serge from Yerevan Restaurant and Flavor Matters.
Flavor Matters is a joint production of the Yerevan Restaurant and Robin Hood Radio. For more information on the Yerevan Restaurant in Armenia, New York, yerevan.com on the web.